Welcome to Living a Life by Design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with your host, Esther Graham. Did you know your accountability and possibility is by design? God designed a phenomenal life for you, gave you the gift of choice. Esther helps empower you to discover and pursue the purpose that is already in you. Are you ready to look at yourself and see your future? Then get back to what is really important in life and get in alignment with your true self. Stay tuned to Living a Life by Design. Journey back to you and start living 365 days of purpose with your host, Esther Graham. It all starts now.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Living a Life by Design, 365 days of purposeful living with me, your host, Dr. Esther Graham. I'm so super excited that you're here with us again on this beautiful Friday. And y'all, we are still in Women's History Month. And so one of the things I want to do before I introduce our very special guest that I'm so super, super, super excited about is I want to just briefly honor my mother, who has transitioned and since in 2020. And she was 95 years old when she left this world. But I have to tell you, I honor her. When I first began my journey in the training and development company, this piece of it, the second part of my season in life, my mother was my inspiration. Not only was she a pastor's wife, but she was also an entrepreneur that owned several businesses, including early childhood centers. She's always been an encourager, always there. And when I first started Festa della Donna, years ago, I did a whole thing about her that many times when we're thinking about International Women's Day or Women's History Month, we tend to recognize the people that we see on TV or in office in the public figure. And we sometimes don't honor the women that are very close in our mothers, our aunts, that auntie, that cousin, that best friend. And so what I would like to do is just really honor my mother. And I want to encourage you that while we're looking at all these great people that have done phenomenal things in the world, I want you to take a look on your right and on your left. And do you have someone in your life that you can honor and say, you know what, because of what you have been to me in my life, you know, this is one of the reasons I am where I am. You encouraged me. You supported me. Even, you know, I honor my daughters, you know, look to your daughters as well. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do. And so my mother's name is Sheila Adora Solomon. Sheila Adora Solomon. So, you know, I honor her in this History's Month. I just wanted to talk to her, talk about her just briefly and just the wonderful things that she has done, not just for me, but I believe for all of my brothers and sisters and the wonderful example she was for me in my life as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, as a woman of God. She was all of those things. She laughed, she danced, she cried, she got real strict. And y'all know, and she really, boy, she was on it. But because of her, this is one of the reasons I am who I am. So thank you, Mom. Thank you. So now my very special guest, Jasmine Hoyle. I have to first tell you about Jasmine. Oh, I absolutely love her. And I'm so excited about this particular episode because, of course, I'm excited about all of my guests. I met Jasmine, though, in 2023, about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And from the moment I met her, it was just so great. You know, we just started just talking lightly. And I didn't even know as much now about then as I do know about her. But from the minute I met her, I saw that there was just something special about her. She's young, she's a millennial. And I feel I'm always attracted to millennials because I like to hear what they're thinking, their ideas, and they're always so innovative. I'm like, let me get that. Let me do that. Let me learn that, you know? So, but Jasmine's story was just so powerful in the limited time that we talked. And from since then, I thought, oh, wow, this young lady is powerful. And the world is really missing out from knowing who she really is. And then, of course, since 2023, I've seen Jasmine a couple of times at events. She's come to my event. I was at my friend's event, Alicia, when I met her. And then we were together at a retreat twice. Yeah, and then we were just together again, just I believe it was last week or week before last. And yeah, and then of course I've gotten to know her so much. And I just want to, you guys, I'm not going to read her bio because you can read it yourself. But I want to tell you that Jasmine's story is powerful. This is truly a story from going from trials to triumph. A story that where you started from, I want to say basically nothing. That's what I'm going to say. And how she is just this powerful, powerful business owner, CEO of multiple seven-figure businesses. But what I actually really love about Jasmine is her authenticity, the love that you just feel from her humbleness and her kindness. But don't ever mistake it for weakness. And that's what I love. So I introduced to you guys, I want to share her with you because she is powerful and phenomenal. And Jasmine, just share your story with us and we're going to have a dialogue. I'm going to be looking down on Facebook. You guys, if you've got questions for Jasmine or just love on her, celebrate her, make sure you're putting it in Facebook so we can answer any questions. Hopefully, I'll see it. And of course, or just love on her, just love on her. So, Jasmine, yay, welcome to Creating a Life by Design podcast.
Thank you. I'm extremely humbled and just grateful to even receive the invitation. Even now, when I hear myself invited or the different accolades, I still feel like I get emotional like a baby because I'm so humble. But I definitely can tell you guys a little of who I am. So I am Jasmine Hoyle. I own a mental health and substance abuse company. I also own a non-emergency transportation company and also a community center where we feed twice weekly. But that's who I am professionally. That's what I do. That's what I love. And also fashion. But that's who I am. That's what what I love. But that's not always who I've been. And so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about, just a little bit about my past. And so I am 34 years old. My mom, I was raised by a single mom. My mom passed away when I was 14. And so even before my mom passed away, I was a little different. It was a little different growing up. So I didn't grow up with what some people say, a silver spoon in your mouth. I grew up where it was just family. And so my mom, nowadays, my mom was a lesbian. Nowadays, it's, everything is more accepted, it's more popular and things. But back then, I grew up where it wasn't the rainbow, it was the psychedelic frogs. So that's what I grew up in. So for me, growing up as a young kid, I thought everyone had two moms. But that wasn't the case. And so my mom, it took me a long time to my mom was a young mom and it was not easy for her. I never had the opportunity to meet my father. And so here I was growing up a young girl with a mom that was a stud. And my family embraced me and accepted me. Of course, because I love my family, but it was extremely rough. And so I was a plus size girl, and I'm sorry. So I was a plus size young lady. I dealt with a lot of mental illness even back then, because I was very different. I oftentimes tried to kill myself multiple times, and I think a lot of that came from. It wasn't until I got older and I really understood because back then, my mom, I would look at her and think that, that she was crazy. It wasn't until I was older when I learned that my mom actually was bipolar and manic depressant. So when you're a kid and you're growing up, you don't really realize that your mom is dealing with a mental issue. Hence the reason why I now have a mental health program. I didn't realize that. That she dealt with a mental issue. So I would look at it like she was crazy. So I remember her mood swings. And so for me, I thought the best way for me to go out was to try to commit suicide. And I've done that multiple times. I was bullied a lot because, I'm a curvy woman now, but back then I was 12 years old, weighing around 250 pounds, a size 24 in women clothes. And
Wow.
so I got teased so much, and I didn't have the popular clothes. Back then, I think it was Air Force Ones. I didn't have any Air Force Ones. I had Airs. And so I grew up. So that was my childhood. That's what I grew up in, being very poor, having my family there, of course, but then being very poor and watching my mama struggle. So even with her dying when I was 14, she passed away of an aneurysm when I was 14. But even before then, I just remember my mom being really sick. I remember having to help take care of her. I remember times me having to say, "Mama, you need to eat." There was times where she could not afford to feed us, so she worked. She did group home work, so she would go and she would go to work. She worked with autistic kids, and she would steal food from her job in order to feed us, or go to my aunt's house and take food so that we can have. So that's all I knew. And my cousins, and I would, I have older cousins. I would look at my cousins, and they all had what I thought was just, this is life. They all had drug dealer boyfriends, and I seen book bags of money. So for me, in my mind, that's what I wanted. I wanted that as well. And I love my cousins. I love my family. But God had something uniquely different for me. So
I want to stop for a minute. I just want to pause. I want to read some of the comments. James said, "Hey, Jasmine," he said, "I didn't get the name brand stuff either." And he said, "Wow, I definitely identify." Jan said, "This person right here." Juliet said, "Awesome mother, the best." She's talking about, that's my sister. She's talking about our mother. Just a couple of the comments, y'all. Keep the love coming. Go ahead and share this podcast with other people. And we are going to a break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. More to come.
Damayanti, jewelry, clothing, and homewares, with inspiring Sanskrit messages of strength, love, and divine energy, power words that shine a light on your soul path. Our jewelry is made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special Sanskrit mantra that speaks to your soul.
Tune in on the first and third Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Creating Connection with me, Dr. T. We will navigate being human together through conversations, exploring the challenges and joys of life, uncovering insights and strategies to create meaningful connections, and find solace in the collective wisdom of our diverse community. When we come together, the possibilities are endless. Visit me at ccwithdrt.com to learn more.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, welcome back to Living a Life by Design, 365 days of purposeful living. Listen, let me tell y'all, you can do it. You can do it. So today we're back joining again with Jasmine Hoyle. And Jasmine, what I'd like to ask you about is, you know, you spoke about how, you know, how your life was growing up. And then you said that your mom passed away when you were 14 years old. What happened after that? After your mom passed away, what was life like for you?
Now, that is honestly a good question. So again, my mom passed away when I was 14. So let me just kind of tell you a little bit about the incident. At that time, I was in ninth grade. I was on my way to my ROTC ball. Back then, I thought I wanted to go to the military, but I was on my way to my ROTC ball. And my mom was a heavy weed smoker. So my mom said, I just want to smoke. And then I'm going to get ready to take you to Gastonia so you can get your hair done. I said, yes, ma'am. With the events that follow after that time, my mom in the bathroom, she began to go into a full seizure. And at this time, I'm 14. Mm-hmm. She went into a full seizure, threw up in the floor. And I end up having to call the ambulance. And so when the ambulance got there, they had to rush her to the hospital. And so I'm sitting in the waiting room with my family, because all of my family are there at this time, sitting there. And my aunts, my family members couldn't see me sitting there because I was sitting at the very back. So the doctor came in and said, Daphne had an aneurysm. There is a 20% chance of living and an 80% chance of dying. My mom was all that I had. So I remember standing up and walking out of the waiting room. As I walked out the waiting room, and in my mind, I was thinking that I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself. I began to walk and I turned to my left and I seen one of my pastors. My pastor Cathcart, and she, you know, I looked at her and I ran up to her and I began to sob. She was like, Jasmine, why are you at the hospital? She worked in the hospital. And I told her why I was there and what was said. And she said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get co-pastor and we're going to start praying. And she grabbed my arm. She said, but you're going to be okay. If I had made it out of that hospital, if I had made it out of those sliding doors, yeah. I was on my way to that highway to jump in front of a car, because again, my mama was all that I had. Wow. I had my aunts, I have my cousins, but that's my mama. You only get one mama. Yeah. And so I said, yes, ma'am. It was a confidence that I felt. So that week, while my mom, and her death anniversary just passed last week, but that week of being in a hospital before they decided to pull, before she passed, the day that my mom passed away, my pastor and my co-pastor came in and went over the words of prayer for my mama.
Right.
And so they asked, you know, Daphne, do you want to be saved? So she was grabbing around the bed for their hand and grabbed it. Mm-hmm. And then they said, squeeze twice or you want to be saved. My mama squeezed tight and she gave her life to Christ the day that she died.
Right. Right.
And so that really, at that time of 14, because at that time, because back then I was a fighter. I mean, you say something to me, I was ready to fight. I say suspended. I believe in middle school, I got suspended in just in seventh grade, a total of about 42 times.
Yeah.
I had to go to a trading school before. I was in a group home. I was something on wheels. But the fact that my mama gave her life to Christ at that time, now granted, I was not a polished person. I wasn't polished because I did not grow up in church. I didn't grow up knowing the way.
Right.
And so I remember at that time telling God that my mama didn't live the life, but if you help me, I will live the life. And I'm not going to lie, I have not been perfect, but one thing about me is, but the thing with me is that I sincerely love God. And I still get choked up when I tell this part of my story, because to know my mama, because again, my mom's mindset was, you know, God don't mess with me, I don't mess with God.
Yeah.
But the fact that she gave her life to God the day that she died.
Yeah.
And her dying at that young age. So what I did was, because the love, because one thing about my mom, through her flaws, I knew that she loved me. She called me Tierra by my middle name.
Right.
She would always be like, Tierra, I love you. You're going to be successful one day. She said, I had a dream about you speaking on this platform and all of these things. So she spoke into me.
Right, right.
And so what I did was, for me, my connection with my mama was, you know, for me, I felt like was through church. So mm-hmm. I really threw myself into church for so many years of my younger life.
Right.
Most kids were, you know, going out doing different things, but I would be in my room reading my Bible, praying and fasting. But what it did was it created this this discipline in me. I became very disciplined in the things that I did.
Right.
I did. And I really prioritized my relationship with God. And it's like that to this day. Like, no matter what I have going on, I'm always mindful. And for me, God, you know, it may sound cliche. I hear people say things like this all the time, but for me, God is my mama, my daddy, my sister, and my brother. And I really mean that. That's how my relationship with God is. Because before I do anything, I always pray, like, okay, God, and I'll wait until I get the confirmation in my spirit before I make any moves. So a lot of times, because I, you know, none of my path has been traditional, not at all. Even with become a seven-figure woman, I never in my mind imagined it. And if I'm being really honest, Dr. Erster, that was never my goal.
Right.
My goal was to be able to not get an eviction notice on my door every month.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Not to have eviction notice, not to have my car repossessed.
Right.
Because when I was younger, every car that I purchased was repossessed. I had came up with a science. I knew how to hide from the repo man. I would notify poor repo, have somebody pull behind me. Baby, you're not getting this car.
Not today, not today. Right.
And even when it came to me having evictions, it was, I knew the eviction process like the back of my hand. Okay, you filed court calls. That's fine. I know I still have 10 days. And then after that 10 days, you have to give me another 10 days. So by that time, I got paid. But my goal was just to be able to take care of my son. I'm a single mom. To be able to take care of my son, to be able to not have to go to Walmart to feel like I have to steal formula or steal Pampers or steal wipes. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to do that. So that was my goal. It was never to become a seven-figure woman. I didn't even know that was even possible for a girl from Gastonia, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
What I love about your story too, is that even before, like, you were trying to, you know, not have the repo man, you know, you don't want an eviction notice, you don't want any, because you knew how you, but even after your mom passed away, you were in the foster care system. And so even there, you had to learn how to manage yourself to move on. And I remember you telling the story how you used to walk to work.
Oh, that's when I was in college. Yes, when I was in college.
College, you walked away. So y'all, Jasmine put herself through college or found a way to get through college.
Oh, that is very true. So
and she aged out of the foster care system because she didn't go live with family. Family didn't take, so she was in the foster care system, aged out of it and had nowhere to go. And as they say, picked up your whatever it is that you had, got to college, got to, you know, Go ahead. I'm going to let you.
No. You're fine. So my aunt, so my mom passed away. I moved in with my aunt. And so my aunt had partial custody of me and the state had the other half custody of me. And so, but it's still considered when you turn 18, you still age out of the system. And so my aunt, she did, but when I went to college, for me, I knew that, and I love my aunt. I know she's going to see this and be like, I did my best. And I know she did. But when I went to college, I knew that, I was either going to sink or swim. Like, mm-hmm. I knew that I couldn't go back to Gastonia to move in with my family. That was not an option for me. It was either going to be sink or swim. So did I do partying in college? A little, but I worked at Taco Bell.
Who doesn't?
I worked at Taco Bell, and I remember this like it was yesterday. I worked at Taco Bell. I would walk to work. I worked from 4 until sometimes around 2 o'clock in the morning. And I had a big stick in my hand because I don't know if you ever been to Fayetteville, but I was on Fort Bragg.
Yeah,
I would be walking with Bragg, Fort Bragg, with the prostitutes and everybody else. I would be walking back to my dorm room. But I saved in order to get me a car. It was a 2001 Ford Focus. I saved to get me a car, and it was $442 a month. My whole paycheck went to my car. But I have always been a very determined person because for me, I understood, like, it was when my mom passed away, like any innocence that I felt like I had, the innocence that a child has.
When
my mama passed away, Christmases was no longer the same. Mother's Day, no holiday was ever the same for me. Mm-hmm. It's like I knew in my mind that I had to grow up. Like I had to. It was no other options for me.
So it took some grit because, you know, I hate to say it like this, but real quick before we go on a break, you know, it seems like today we live in a society where we just expect it, you know, make money quick, don't, you know, at fast. And what I hear you saying is that you had to do some work. It wasn't easy. Here you are. And I'm very familiar with Fayetteville and Fort Bragg. Very, very familiar.
And so,
And so I could picture you walking with a big 2 in the morning, but I love it because that's how determined you were, that you were not going to always be this way, that there's another way of life for you. I love it. We're going to take a quick break, everyone, and we'll be right back to finish listening to this powerful story. I got to tell you, if you don't get energized and motivated by this story, I don't know what else I can do for you. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Have you envisioned what you want but haven't figured out how to get there? It's time to hit the restart button with behavioral coach Elisa Valentino. Her one-on-one programs provide the support and guidance to manifest your life vision into reality. All programs include personal vibration raising techniques, the material for weekly action steps, accountability check-ins, and so much more. For high vibe living, schedule a free strategy call at hittingthestartbutton.com.
Festa della Donna with Esther Graham honors all women far beyond a single day of celebration. Regardless of your race, gender, sexual orientation, or religion, Esther helps your rise to your full potential to live fully in God's plan and to do what you were divinely created to do. Festa della Donna offers programs that help you fulfill your dreams and desires. For more information and to get your free copy of the Festa della Donna Retreat Self-Care Guide, visit fdbwomen.com.
What if you could use your inner wisdom right now to create the life you want? Intuitive coach Ruth Wilson can help. Hypnotherapist, life coach, and clairvoyant Ruth uses her intuition to help you use yours. All the important information for creating a life you love is within. Are you ready to take the steps to create a life you love? Go to intuitivecoach.info.
Are you ready to unlock the wisdom in your dream? I'm Deborah Arlen, the host of Practical Dream Wisdom, and I have designed a new and fresh dreamwork system that you can easily integrate into your life for increased intuition, innovation, and emotional intelligence. This dreamwork system will be a catalyst for finally breaking free from self-limiting patterns. So if you're ready to create the life of your dreams with less stress on your body, mind, and spirit, head to DeborahArlen.com and download my completely free ebook right now. That's right, it's totally free and it contains my new dreamwork system, and I want you to have it and start working with your dreams today. That's DeborahArlen.com.
Hello, welcome back to Living a Life by Design with my very special guest, Jasmine Hoyle. Woohoo! If you've been on the entire time, this has been a powerful story. If you have not been on the entire time, listen to the replay from the beginning, because let me tell you, this story is going to empower you to say, you know what? All things are possible. All things. There's nothing that's not impossible for me. All things are possible. And I like to say, especially when you put God in the equation. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, I could do this. So I was telling Jasmine just a few minutes ago, I love how she talks about basically being resilient and just pushing forward. I like to say, you know, in life, we have challenges. I mean, it's always going to have challenges, but the key is not letting our challenges keep us down, but using those challenges as a stepping stone for your determination as to what you're going to achieve and accomplish. And so, I cry, sometimes when the challenges come, you cry, whether it's in your life, your business, wherever it is, relationships, I cry. And sometimes I throw a temper tantrum, but when I'm finished crying, I wipe my tears, gone, and it's on, popping like popcorn. Let's go, because what's not going to happen is I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to fight my way through this challenge. Mm-hmm. And so I love it, what you're saying. So let's talk about that, because again, you're a fighter. You're resilient. You said, I'm not going to stay there. And now look at where you are now. It's like, as you said, it's unbelievable. I never thought this, but it didn't come overnight, did it? And it didn't come it came with hard work, but worth it. Yeah,
it did. That is very true. So I look at my life, and when I was younger, I was a fighter this way. Boom, boom, boom. I was ready to fight. You say something to me, I'm ready to fight. But I look at myself now, and I'm still that fighter, but elevated. Because one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not about to tussle with anyone like this. I'm not going to do that. But the fact of, in my mind, just because of the way that I was brought up and the different experiences in life, no, does this not exist in my mind? It just doesn't, because I'm that determined. If you tell me no, okay, I will figure out a way, because that again came from the way that I was brought up. Okay, my mom used to say, my auntie says this a lot, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Mm-hmm. Okay, you may tell me no, let me do some research, let me figure out how I can get this done. And that's how I am in business. That's how I become the businesswoman that I am now. I just had to figure out a way, and that's what that I'm very resilient. You tell me no, don't no for me answer. It's just like a knock right now, but it's I'm gonna do it.
It's like no this is an option here. So we just have to figure out what's going to be done. You know who's like that when you say that? Both my daughter, Jaleesa, and Ani, very much like that. With Jaleesa, you tell her no, she can't do it. That's exactly what she is going to show you, that she's going to do it. The same thing with Annika. We have to be that way. If not, we'll always, we just can't say, oh, well, it's not going to happen. No, let me see how I can make it happen.
Exactly.
Things I need to do, yeah. And that's what I hear that you're saying. So tell us how you started after, you've gone through college now, what happened? You began your business. Talk a little bit about that. Because y'all, I just love it.
Okay. So again, my story is a different story, but it's my story and I love my story. So my very first business that I've ever started was designing plus size clothes. That was my very first business. And I was doing that for a long time. And I was in magazines. I went to New York Fashion Week. I had models and it was really nice. But 2017. First of all, I'm the only child, but I have a cousin that we are a year apart and we grew up like sisters. Right. I mean, that's my sister. Right. 2017, I got a phone call. I was on my way to a show. It was me and my son. It was in South Carolina. So I was going to a show to Venn, got a call. And my aunt told me, I was driving, but she told me that that my sister was dead. I remember driving. I had a stick shift at the time. like, imagine I'm driving and I just started to scream. And like, literally, I'm like losing it mentally. And I'm like this. And my son was like, mama, mama, mama. And like, he up there screaming, and I snap out of it and was able to pull over. That was 2017. And so I went in kind of like this survivor mode. So I had to make sure, working with my aunt, making sure that the funeral arrangement, everything needed, you know, everything was the way that it needed to be.
Yeah.
But I was not okay. I looked like I may have been okay, but I was not okay. I was so angry with God. I was so angry. I mean, angry. I wouldn't talk to God. I wouldn't pray. I just was, in my mind, you could have took somebody else.
Yeah.
Her. She has two small children. Why her?
Yeah.
And so, and this is the birth of my business. And so, and I remember when I finally was sitting there, and I just cried out to God, and God said, but she made the ultimate sacrifice. The name of my company is The Ultimate Sacrifice.
Yeah.
And so, and I said, okay, God.
Love it.
And I said, okay, God. So I'm sitting there, and I had no idea that it was going to do anything, because, you know, back then, my sister, so let me tell you a little bit about her. She was the prom queen, homecoming queen. She had best, most likely to succeed. She could sing, dance, do hair. She graduated from hair school. She was really that girl. She was really that girl. And so, but for me, initially, the ultimate sacrifice, I never wanted anyone to die or to pass away with so many dreams and visions inside of them and not be able to achieve that. That was my initial reason mind for the ultimate sacrifice. God had a different plan. And so I would have spells where, and at the time my son was really young, I would have spells where I would be sitting there. One incident in particular, I was sitting there and Jalen said, mommy, I went and picked him up from school. He said, mommy, I'm hungry. And so he got to school around 2 o'clock in the evening. I said, okay, baby. I said, give me a second. Mommy, I'll fix you something to eat. He came out there again. He said, mommy, I'm so sorry to bother you, but I'm hungry. It was midnight. I had literally blacked out mentally.
Wow.
For that period of time. And I snapped out. I said, okay, Jalen. And I, you know, I took him to get him something to eat. I knew then that I needed help. That's when I entered into grief counseling. I went to see a grief counselor, and what she did for me, how she helped transform my mind. And she said, Jasmine, I think that you will be great doing this type of work. That's why I now have a mental health agency. Because from that interaction with her, and honestly, to this day, I cannot remember her name. But at that time, she was my best friend. Yeah. There were times we would come in there and we would just talk about any and everything. Sometimes I would go in there and I would just cry. And sometimes we would go in there and I would just be really silent. But it was just that therapy. And so I wanted to be able to provide transformation for other people. So one of my pillars in my company that we focus on is grief.
Good, good.
Because I wanted to provide to the community the same thing that was provided to me.
Yeah.
And so that's how I started my business.
Yeah. So that's just one business. But I love it that how out of your challenges, you know, out of all those trials, the things that you went through has brought you to this point to where, you know what, I knew what I needed help in. And so I'm going to provide this to the community. And what's great is that all of your companies, all three of them, they're all community service, community-based agents. Mm-hmm. All doing well. And you're from the community. So you understand, because you've been there, you understand what's going on and everything, and you service them. One of the pillars is grief. What's the other pillars?
So I have addiction. Granted, I was never addicted to drugs, but I was addicted to food. So addiction, self-care, right. With knowledge of self, trauma, grief. Did I say grief already? Yeah, and relationships. Those are the things that we focus on within my company.
Perfect. Perfect. So, and so you have mental health counselors.
I do.
Oh, so good. So good. So good. And is it one agency that you have that operates, or a couple of them?
Yeah. So I have my main agency. and where we provide mental health and substance abuse. So I am a licensed, I am a federal and state regulated program. So we have drug classes, and I'm also a DWI provider. So anything in the realms of mental health and substance abuse, that is my area, honestly.
I love, I one time we were speaking, just real quick, and you were talking about, like, with some of your clients that you're so passionate about it that sometimes you'll like get in their face and say, look, do you want this help or not?
And I do.
I love it because you know your clientele. You know them. And so because of that, they trust you. They trust you because they know that, you know, you're there for their well-being.
Very true. And I'm like that with them. I will get them like, hey, what we're doing? What are we doing? And, you know, sometimes it's easier for them to connect with someone that, you know, is like them. I don't go in with all the name brand stuff or anything like that. First of all, I'm a thrifter to my heart and my soul.
Yes, you are. Yeah, but you got nice thrifted. I'm like, where did you find that? Like,
but I literally go in just being myself, and they honestly love it, and they accept it. And it's welcoming for them.
Yeah. But I have to add this piece. So when, and all the times that Jasmine and I, we've been together, Jasmine will leave and go shopping. Now for me, I'm going to the mall, but Jasmine is going looking for the thrift stores, y'all. And
every time.
And whenever she comes back from the thrift store, everything always looks so good. And she puts it on. I'm like, where'd you get that? She said, oh, just from the, I'm like, you're kidding me. I said, uh-uh. Where did you really get it? She's like, no, this. But then she'll get stuff. She'll redesign it. She'll do all these. And it just always looks so good. She's very confident in who she is. And we'll come back to that in the after this break.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Festa della Donna with Esther Graham honors all women far beyond a single day of celebration. Regardless of your race, gender, sexual orientation, or religion, Esther helps your rise to your full potential to live fully in God's plan and to do what you were divinely created to do. Festa della Donna offers programs that help you fulfill your dreams and desires. For more information and to get your free copy of the Festa della Donna Retreat Self-Care Guide, visit fdbwomen.com.
Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wisdom Nuggets, step-by-step guidance to uncover the processes that help create the perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit to realize your true potential. Get ready for some magic wisdom on how to create a life of no regrets. Visit CoachingAcademy.net.
Your life forging tip today is how versus why. When we ask why, it's usually in response to a circumstance that we wish wasn't. Why can't I get ahead? Why is this happening to me? When we ask why, we send your brain on a field trip to bring up every failure you've had and all of your shortcomings. When we ask how, it's a totally different question. How opens to possibility? How can I get ahead? How can I change my circumstance? It's an exploration, creativity, options. So how versus why is essential. As often as possible, when you're asking why is this happening to me, switch it to how can I change this? Feel the energy shift. Watch the possibilities explode. For more information, schedule your clarity session at forgingalife.com. That's forgingalife.com.
Welcome back to Living a Life by Design. That's living 365 days of purpose. And what's great about living a life by design is if you feel like if your life is not in design, you have the choice and the option to redesign your life at any time, anywhere. Even if you're saying, I think it's great, but there's this one area, you can redesign it. And this is what we're all about here. We're talking to Jasmine Hoyle, who listen to the beginning and you'll hear who she is all the way through. So make sure you listen to the replay. But Jasmine has basically redesigned her life from since her mom passed away to become this, I like to say, this powerful, innovative woman who just really is an out of the box thinker. And I think that's what I love about you. You're just an out of the box thinker. You don't go the traditional pathway. You are that person who says, you know what? That looks normal. Like last week when we were making earrings and you decided to do, but something as simple as that, I admire out of the box thinker. Okay, everybody's doing this, but let me try it this way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that's what I love.
I did do that.
That's what I love, the out of the box thinker. And I think that's where you are. That's why you've accomplished so much that you've accomplished. So talk to us a little bit about who Jasmine is now.
Okay, so who I am now, my God, I work a lot, but no, honestly, I'm still that same hard worker, but now I am big on like sharing the wealth. When I say sharing the wealth, it's really educating people. I try to be what I needed at different stages in my life. And so I know I've spoke a lot on here about my mental health and substance abuse, but I also have a community center where I do, you know, where we do mentoring, financial literacy, clothes, food, help with small utilities, things like this. This is what my community does. And so I really try because, you know, I grew, like I told you guys earlier, I grew up in church, but it was parts of, it was different parts about transformation that was missing. So I would go to church on Sundays and, you know, I get this deliverance and, you know, I feel saved again, all of those things. But during the week, I had nothing to go off of, nothing real, nothing, no real substance. So with my community, what we try to do is give people substance, like real substance, and show them how to really transform your life. And so if I could say what, within my practice, I'm probably just a glorified secretary within my practice, but with my community center, it's really about, and I have amazing staff and people that works with me, but really about providing real transformation within our community, giving people real resources they need to help transform their lives. Yeah. So that's who I am now.
And I love what you say that you're still the same girl, yet you're living a transformed life, because I like to say that I am transformed. I'm being transformed and I shall be transformed. Transformation is never one and done. As long as you're living on this earth, there's things that you're going to have to keep transforming, you know, and that always begins in the mind. So you talked about your mental health agency, your community center. You also have a non-medical, non-emergency transportation company, again, providing services to the community to making sure that they get what they need.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And what I love is that you have all these companies that are doing quite well. And as you said, you're a seven-figure woman, you know, yet you're that seven-figure woman who does not hold it on, you know, you're so humble, you're so given, you lead with your heart and you get guidance. As you said, you get guidance from God and you lead with your heart. So, I know people are going to be so interested to hearing even more about your story or just about you that, you know, Jasmine is in North Carolina. And if you're in the area and you say, you know what, I need services, I need help. I've got some mental health challenges going on, you know, maybe even out of North Carolina, you can connect. How would people connect with you?
Well, you guys can always reach out to us on my website, which is www.tushealth.org. And any questions, or if you're interested in being a client, if you are local, we would love to have you and to service you. If you're interested in just having a conversation with me, you can always reach out to me, email me, and I will literally get right back with you.
Yeah. And listen, y'all, if you reach out to her and you email her, don't be a stalker. Let me just put that out there. And I say that in the most loving and most friendly way, you know, but be serious, right? And I have to tell y'all too that Jasmine, she's on Facebook and she's exercising and she's doing all this stuff. So you can follow her on Facebook, on Instagram, and all of
you
that.
Can.
and just be encouraged, you know, by the authenticity, the realness of what you're doing and what you're about that really, really encourages, you know. I think that you're an excellent mentor and motivator.
Thank you.
Again, what I love is that you're so young in my eyes, right? In my eyes. I'm not much older than you though, but
not at all.
Not much at all. But you're doing some powerful things. And so no matter where you are in your life, women and men as well, should you choose to, no matter what you've gone through in your life, no matter where you are in your life, you could always make a switch. You could always make a turn. You could always redesign your life. You could reinvent yourself and you could keep pushing. But what does it take? Three things if someone wants to change their life right now. What are three things that you could tell them they could do immediately, Jasmine?
The three things that I would tell you to do is A, trust your spirit, your intuition, higher calling, whatever you refer to it, trust your spirit. That's the first and most important thing. The second thing is give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're going to mess up and that's okay. We all mess up, literally. Give yourself grace. And number three, my third thing would be write out your vision. It sounds cliche, but write out your vision and really make it as plain as possible. And then allow yourself the opportunity to co-create with the spirit, with God, with source, whatever you refer to it as. Allow yourself to co-create. So when you write out your vision, you know, and invite God in with you to help you so you guys can co-create the vision together. Because I promise you, it will be so powerful. I've had to do this multiple times in my life. And for me, for the spirit to say, I want to co-create with you. Powerful.
Yeah.
Because I didn't come from a business background. No one in my family, you know, owned a business, ran a successful business. My aunts, I love my aunts. Now, granted, they can cook you underneath the sink. Now, my aunts, you know, they are cooks at a nursing home. One works in a school system. My mom did group home work. No one had these prominent businesses. And so I was not, you know, I was never taught like, this is how you do it. This is why my story is so unique. Cause I went through a lot of trial and error. This God elevated me. I ain't asked for it, but God elevated me and I happened to learn different stuff. I had to trail on different territories that I was so unfamiliar with, but when I actually began to co-create with God, there will be times before I walk into a business meeting, literally God would, you know, tell me, don't forget to use your discernment.
Yeah.
And so I would be in a business meeting, use my discernment. Sometimes I'm getting ready to talk and literally Holy Spirit be like, shut up.
Yeah.
Mouth shut. And I had a business owner. I had a guy that I, you know, did business with, and he was a multimillionaire. He owned a laboratory. And he said to me, Jasmine, you are a really good businesswoman. And I said, why do you say that? He was like, honestly, he said, because you're kind, you're extremely nice, and you're thorough. And I said, and for me, in my mind, I was like, to God be the glory, truthfully.
Yeah.
Truthfully. Yeah. It's nobody but God, because that wasn't the way I was brought up. It wasn't. I didn't learn about credit cards. You know, I didn't learn about like debt to credit ratio, buying a house. Those were the things that I was taught. I had to really, I dove out there. I failed a few times, but I had to learn.
But I think failure is how you learn. Listen, y'all, Jasmine has told you how to she's giving you some tools. And so as we end the show, put those tools. Don't forget to connect to me at www.fddwomen.com. The podcast will be there as well. You can find information about Living the Life by Design and the Festa della Donna community. My live event is coming up in June. I can't wait to see you. Jasmine, thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on today. And we'll see you next time on Living a Life by Design. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Living a Life by Design, the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Listen or watch live every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. Esther helps you ignite that energy behind your personal journey for a deeper joy and peace, living 365 days of purpose. For more information on Living a Life by Design, visit fddwomen.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.